You are listening to 91.5 FM.
Welcome WMIE. To the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, oldest point today. Get ready, because this is the one.
Yes.
This is the one that people have the most difficulty with. Practicing self-control.
Yes.
And patience. Yes. A lot of times people say, well, I just don't have the self-control. As long as we continue to say we don't have the self-control, we're not going to utilize any self-control. We're just going to give ourselves off the hook. We say, well, I don't have any self-control in that area. Yes. We just let ourselves off the hook to do whatever. But we have to practice self-control. And patience.
Yes. And so to practice self-control, you have to work with what? Patience. Mm-hmm. Because you don't get it right away. Mm-hmm. So you get a little, and you improve a little, and you improve a little, and you improve a little. Sometimes we want, okay, I got it. I have self-control. It doesn't work that way. It's something you have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
With what? Patience.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give up. So practice self-control with patience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to allow time, right? Mm-hmm. It's like seed,
time,
and the harvest come.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a harvest without the seed and the time. Oh, I wish I could get an harvest without the seed and the time. I just go for my harvest. But I can skip those two steps.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be seed, and I got to allow time before the harvest come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I got to start to practice
self-control.
I mean, patient, and then I got it. Yeah.
And a lot of times the other downfall is we want self-control, but we want somebody else to give it to us, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
The word is self-control.
Come on.
Control of one's self.
Yeah.
And you can't get that from somebody else. You can see what other people do, but you can't operate in it until you begin to put it into practice. Self-control. And it's you do it with diligence, with patience. And when you get control over one area, you begin to see the benefits of it. Then it will spread to other areas. So we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, which tells us, let your conduct be without covetousness.
Yeah.
Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Go look at Galatians 5, 22, 23. As we winding down on this Friday, Galatians chapter 5, 22, 23. This was a powerful study all week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you join us for the first time, we will encourage you to go back and go to the archive, pick up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and this Friday. You will be blessed by the word here, because the word is good. So let's look at Galatians 5, 22, 23.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and guess what? Self-control. You want me to read the next one? Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you have to produce these fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're summing everything up here. And here what the last one was?
Self-control.
Self-control.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have self-control, then I beg to say you will lose all the fruit. Mm-hmm. Why does that? Why you think self-control come at the end?
It binds it all together.
It binds it all together. Mm-hmm. So you can be good in all of these things now. And if you don't have self-control, you lose everything. Mm-hmm. You mess up everything. You ever hear someone says, man, I blew it. That means they were good. Mm-hmm. And one thing, they blew it. So they lose everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, guys.
Let your conduct be without covetousness. That is like wishing, when we're wishing that we had what somebody else had, or we're trying to perform like somebody else performs, or do it how they do it, to try to get what they have instead of trusting in God, instead of working through challenges, instead of growing in the knowledge of God, instead of acknowledging Him in all of our ways. Because when we do those things, the points here that we went over, we're finding our profitable place. We're finding our lane. As Pastor Emily says, stay in your lane. We're finding our route. So when we're trying to explore too much other people's route, then that can make us covet, can make us want what they have. But the Bible is telling us here in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, to be content with the things which you have.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of times creativity comes because of lack.
Yes.
You can't just go buy it. So you have to work with what you have. And then you're able to utilize and to put into motion creativity.
Yeah.
To be able to work with what you have. Be content with what you have. Be joyful with what you have. Be kind to those who you have in your network of influence and such. Practice the fruits of the Spirit with that which we have. A lot of times we think when we have more that we'll do better, which is not the case. The Bible tells us we have to first be found faithful with the little before we become a ruler over much. You know, a lot of times the big one is tithing. Oh, when I get more money, then I'll be a tither.
No,
well,
you're not.
You're not. It ain't happening. Because you practice first with the little. You practice giving the 10% with the little. You practice giving the offerings from the little. And then you become a ruler over much. Because you then, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Seek Him in all ways.
And then you can trust Him.
Mm-hmm. And He can trust you.
And He can trust you. Because we go back to those little. Okay.
So that's very powerful when it says don't covet. Because that'll steal your joy. Mm-hmm. Because you're always wishing for something else.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily going to give you what the Bible says, joy and peace. If we're content where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. God talk about, continue to talk. And contentment. Because contentment bring peace.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just, like she says, I say, stay in your lane, be happy with what you have, be happy with your gifts, whatever that is.
Take control.
Absolutely.
Take control. Take control over your thoughts.
Exactly.
Take control over your covetous mind.
Exactly. And think of all the things we need self-control with. We need self-control sometimes keeping our weight at a certain point and not eating that extra piece of cake. We need self-control when somebody makes us angry or cuts in front of us in front of a line and you want to go, rrr. That all takes self-control. And in the long run, if you have self-control, it'll be good.
I come up with this scripture in Proverbs 25. Mm-hmm. And as we go away this morning, as you talk about, sometimes we need to take control over those things that we know will hurt us. Mm-hmm. Not trying to control over somebody's life. Mm-hmm. Over your life.
Exactly.
Look at what Proverbs 25:28 says.
Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
So here it tells you, you must take control over your own spirit. Mm-hmm. Whoever has no control over his own spirit, over his own behavior, is like a city that is broken down. Yeah, but we have said that man is out of control. He has no control over himself. And how can somebody control and not tell somebody else how to behave when they themselves can conquer their own self?
We could practice our authority and leadership over ourselves. A lot of times we covet these positions of leadership and such of influence, but we haven't even taken authority over ourselves. So how could we be trusted with that position when we don't even do what we tell ourselves we're going to do?
That's the key here, as we go away this Friday morning. We can't even do what we tell ourselves to do. Mm-hmm. We can't do it. Like Emily just put that little piece in. We can say no to that plate. How are you going to take control over something else? How are you going to do something else? When you tell yourself, I'm not going to eat that piece of cake, and you go right away, you eat it. Oh, I'm weak. And when you, but I remember this. Remember this morning. We always cover by saying, man, I'm just weak. But I remember the Bible says, when you're weak, I'm strong. When I says I'm weak, remember, God, you make strong. So we have the power through Jesus Christ. And that was one of our points. These were just great teaching this week. That was one of our points. Acknowledge God in everything. Be strong in the Lord. Grow in his knowledge and in his grace that you can do things. Trust him that you can do things. If you don't have these points, then I'm back to say, humbly this today, that your life is going to be void of fruit. I beg you to practice this teaching. If you want to have a fruitful life, which is love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, self-control, you got to practice this. You got to trust God. Mm-hmm. Without that, you're not going to, no joy coming. No peace coming. Mm-hmm. This torment will come. The devil will torment you. But when you start to practice his word, especially from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall what? Meditate on it day and night. And then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So how are you going to have good success? Is have that word in your life. Grow up in it. Grow up in it. That's my success comes from the word. I grow up in it. I practice it. When the devil hits at me, I go to it. Mm-hmm. When discouragement comes in, I go to it. That's what me. I don't know anywhere else. Yeah. I can tell you that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me smiling in spite of the challenges, in spite of what is going on. I still got to smile because the word says so.
A lot of times we say we can't operate in self-control because there's temptation.
Yeah.
But 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 tells us no temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. He makes a way of escape. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count. Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll